Well, hey people, welcome to our very first Good, the Bad, and the Backlog bonus episode. I'm your host, Adam. I'm joined by my co-host. He is the 11th finger or toe, which is a bonus to the human anatomy. It's Kieran.
Hello, man. Hello. Signing beautiful today.
Well, Merry Christmas. It's the Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you've got all the gifts, or you're going to get all the gifts you've ever wanted.
All I want for Christmas is my voice back.
Is it just your voice that's the issue? Have you got any hangovers going on?
Well, look, it's a hangover as well.
How's the head?
I haven't had any complaints.
Oh dear, I should have seen that one coming.
I've always wanted to say that. I've never had the opportunity to say that.
And we caught it on a stream. It's even a podcast, whatever this is.
Perfect. It's going to be cemented in the history of my life now. yes. Fucking cracks.
Yeah, I don't know whether this is going to be pleasant for the people to listen to or not, but it's going to be funny. I think it's going to be funny.
As long as it's amusing, I don't care.
Yeah.
So here's what's going to happen. Today is just a bonus episode. We're going to have a chat about some Christmas-themed things. It's the holiday season. Holiday season usually has a big tie-in with getting video games when you're a kid. So we're just going to go off that, talk about some of our memories of Christmas and getting gifts and all that sort of stuff. But in the meantime, how have you been for the last week?
I've been all right. It's been a bit of a crazy week because I feel like I've drunk more than I have like in my entire life this week, just through various days. Wow. And although I've only got like properly pissed maybe like two or three times in the first 2 weeks, it still feels like I've drank every night and it feels really bad. I feel sorry for my liver, but yeah. I think you've had a worse night than me last night. I don't have a croaky voice and a headache, so you win there.
Well, my hangover wasn't that bad. I was mostly just tired because I didn't... look, I'm an old man, so I need to get to bed by at least 11 o'clock. Yeah. And I didn't get to bed until about 2:30. And I know, that doesn't sound that late, but when you're waking up at like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning every single day, or 6 o'clock if your body clock is like that, which mine is.
Yeah.
I didn't get a lot of sleep, so I slept on the couch a lot today. And the reason why I don't have a voice is even though it sounds like I've been smoking a pack of cigarettes, which I haven't, by the way, FYI, I quit smoking back in February and I haven't had a single one since.
Nice job, man. Nice job.
Thanks. But last night, there was like a smoking area nearby where we were sitting at the bar and the smell of cigarettes like wafting over me. I was like, oh, that's disgusting. I can't believe I used to be a smoker. It's so bad.
So you didn't get any mad cravings appear?
I did at the very beginning because drinking and smoking goes hand in hand for me. But
right, yeah.
I think the smell of everybody else's made me feel so sick that I just didn't want to do it. Anyway, so I digress. The actual reason why I'm losing my voice is because I was screaming Bon Jovi on the dance floor. So,
oh, mate. Love a bit of Bon Jovi. Was it Living on a Prayer?
It's a classic in Australia. No, I think it was the other one.
Shot Through the Heart.
What's that other one he's famous for? It's My Life.
A bad name. It's My Life. Oh man, there's loads. Bad Medicine. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think it was It's My Life.
Honestly, yeah, at the moment.
But yeah.
Bon Jovi's voice now sounds a bit like your voice. As in crackly and croaky. And unable to hit the high notes.
Well, hey, it's my life. It's now and ever. I'm going to sing the song if I have to. Well, I'll scream it. I sounded like a jet engine when I was screaming it, so that's probably why I can't talk today.
Was everyone just like keeping their distance from you?
No. Everybody else was screaming it too.
Fair enough. Nice.
It's a banger. It brings people together.
And no one can actually sing it on Chin Chin anyway, so it's fine.
Nah. I mean, you just scream it and then it sounds good enough.
True.
Fuck my life. Anyway, so besides that,
yeah, aside from getting drunk, I mean, we are kind of recording this one before we're due to record another episode of the podcast. So we've been playing a very good game this week.
Yes.
So that's been what else has been kind of taking up my time.
Uncharted 4. If they've listened to the last episode, they already know that it's Uncharted 4 coming up.
True, man. I forget what we've said.
Yeah.
Even though we really... Yeah, we do reveal the game every end of every episode, don't we? So yeah, Uncharted 4.
Yeah, we do.
Heads up. It's not really spoilers. Fucking good. Spoilers, folks.
I don't want to talk about it just yet because I don't think I love it quite as much as you did.
All right.
But anyway... So, okay, I mean, it's weird to just jump into a topic and not be like, the game for this week is...
I know, it's kind of taking us back to our first episode that is now no longer online, the one where we just like talked about the podcast and what we wanted to do and stuff.
No, it's free form. First episode was a PlayStation 5 reveal.
Oh, that's right, yeah, it was still kind of like loosely... random.
Yeah, that was looser than my butthole after a night out.
Oh dear.
Speaking of which, last night I walked in on somebody in the toilet doing a shit. It was really embarrassing.
Oh, why don't they fucking lock the door?
Yeah, it wasn't closed. I just pushed on it because the thing was green, and there he is, like just sitting there shitting, and he's like, and I was like, oh, fuck, sorry. And he's like, nah, you're right. And then he pushes the door.
Nah, you're right.
Like, what the... I was like, what the... That was like a casual reaction to somebody walking in on you taking a dump.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably pissed, right?
Well, yeah. But then I felt responsible. So I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to stand in front of this door so nobody else does the same thing to him. And then I'll take the cubicle after him.
You should have just opened it up and give him a piece of your mind. Be like, you know what, sir? You should be locking the door. Otherwise, this might happen again.
I should have just walked in and pissed between his legs into the bowl.
If the cubicle isn't taken or locked... Mm-hmm. Then it's free. It's free for man. You can just go in there and use it.
Yep. Oh my god. I have done it once where I had this house party. Oh my god, we're going off topic already. But anyway,
what's the point of this one?
Yeah, I had this house party where I think we're in high school. Anyway, a girl and I like really needed to use the toilet at the same time, and obviously girls sit down to pee. So we went in, and because it was like a bathroom / toilet. She peed in the toilet and I peed in the sink at the same time.
Oh, that's harmonious pissing.
Yeah, it was a bonding experience.
Yeah, I like that. Plus, pissing in the sink saves water, so good for the environment.
It does. Now that I'm in a bachelor pad, I can piss in the sink whenever I want.
Hell yeah.
Not that I will, though. I follow the motto of, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
If it's brown, flush it down.
Let it mellow.
Oh, you caught me out there, man. I didn't see that one coming.
Got ya.
It's full on festival toilets.
Yeah, saves water. Save the environment. Just don't ever flush.
Yeah, just shit in the sink.
No. All right, anyway. So, the game for this week is... Christmas.
Oh, cue some little jingle bells.
It's not a Christmas song.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's one of my favorites.
Thanks.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Santa Baby, because it's sexy.
It's a very sexy song. It's true.
Yeah,
it's a good one. I'm partial to Wham.
Oh, what's that one called again?
Last Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, so. We're talking Christmas and video games. So, do you have any standout video games that you have gotten for Christmas before? Because, if you think about it, as a kid, you don't have any money for games. So, the only times I ever got video games was either Christmas or birthdays. So,
yeah.
I had to wait for those two occasions to get something.
It was the exact same for me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I think the one that stands out for me, for some reason, was probably the same year we got a PS2. And it was kind of shared between me and my sister. And I think we got Jack and Daxter with it. And I just have such good memories playing that game. It's a game that I can always get back to and have like a big nostalgia factor for. It was great. It was good times. That's probably the standout one. I can't really like differentiate between what I got for birthdays and Christmas. Spyro. I think I got Spyro one year back on the PS1, and that was good. That was great. Always platformers for some reason.
Yeah, that's funny because I fucking hate platformers.
Yeah, I mean I like the old ones. I haven't got the patience or the attitude to go back to them nowadays. It's kind of, I don't enjoy them so much.
Yeah.
It was one funny year actually when I kind of asked for Spyro 2, and I got the Smurfs. It was the most bizarre game, just like a 2D side scrolling. It was like 2.5D sort of thing. The characters were in 3D, but we're going along on the side-scrolling plane, and it was kind of a fun game, but it was super weird. I don't know anyone who played it or even had it, so yeah, that was weird.
I wonder if there's like a video review of it on YouTube that we could look up, see if it's actually a quality game.
Well, I'm sure there is, but I'm quite happy just to let it fester in my mind. What about you there?
Well, I mean, there's multiple notes I have here of getting stuff for Christmas. There's a really good one that I want to save later, which has something to do with one of the games that we're going to be playing later on.
Mm-hmm.
But probably the biggest standout one was when I actually got my Nintendo 64 with Pokemon Snap, because it was one of those special edition Pokemon Nintendo 64s. I had like Pikachu on it, and I think it had like the 3 starter Pokemon on it as well, but their evolved forms. So I'm pretty sure Venusaur is on it as well. I don't know. But anyway, I didn't do that thing that the kid on the YouTube video did where he's like, Nintendo 64! Nintendo 64! Didn't do that, but it was a very special experience. But I do remember finishing Pokemon Snap the very same day and being a little disappointed.
Is that the one where it's like on rails Safari thing?
Yeah, that's the one. You're just like in that little buggy thing, yeah, taking photos of Pokemon. And I mean, I loved Pokemon as a kid, so I was just happy that there was something Pokemon related, because I would eat that shit up like it's a fucking Weet-Bix for breakfast.
Yeah, man.
but that game has a lot of nostalgia for a lot of people, but I remember being a little disappointed because it was so short and you couldn't really do that much in it. But at the time, I was very excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've always kind of wanted to play that game, admittedly. It looks so weird.
I think, I'm pretty sure they're releasing it or re-releasing it on Switch.
Well.
Or if they haven't already done it, let me check.
That's not that helpful for me, man, but maybe one day, eh?
Well, like we've been saying for ages, you need to get a Switch.
I know I need to. I know. That doesn't mean I'm going to.
Well, you should. Yeah, it's been announced for Switch. Or new Pokemon Snap has been announced for Switch, but they don't have a release date for it yet.
Alright, nice.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll be a bit longer. I mean, it should be now that there's like 700 different Pokemon, so there's more to take photos of.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy. Yes, please ask me a question.
That's better. That's the spirit. Do you have any kind of go-to games around Christmas period? Like games that you would traditionally just whip out and play come December?
Come December.
The 25th of December.
Remember the 25th of December when I would play Dark Souls all night long. No, I don't think I have a specific game, but for the last few years, I've been playing one of the Dark Souls or Bloodborne games around Christmas time.
Oh, nice.
And this time around, that is the exception. I haven't played in any Dark Souls games recently. I should probably play Sekiro. But anyway, the last few years, I think like maybe the last 3 or 4, I've done a Dark Souls game around Christmas.
That's kind of an interesting tradition.
What about you?
Yeah,
well, It lasts me from Christmas till after New Year's, and the last few New Year's I've spent at home playing Dark Souls instead of out partying or celebrating.
Yeah. I mean, with lockdown and stuff, your lockdown's just been ended, right?
Yeah. But I've got really crazy New Year's plans. I'm having people over to play board games.
Holy shit. Damn, Sam. Now, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I've done that too.
Well, the thing is, even though lockdown's over, they cancelled all of the fireworks, so there's not really any big event to go to, so you can't really go and see any fireworks or anything like that.
Hmm.
So, it's just like either go to a bar and drink, or go to a house party and drink, or invite people over to your house and drink and play Betrayal at House on the Hill. So, that's what we're going
to
do.
Oh, I've always wanted to play that one.
So have I. I've owned it for a few years, and the last time I played it or tried to play it, two of the people completely piked out halfway through. They're like, this is too complicated. We don't want to play. I'm like, well, I need you to play. We need four players. And they just gave up. And I was like, I'm fucking pissed, you guys. I chocolate coated some strawberries as finger food for you cunts, and you gave up.
Oh, my Lord. People, eh?
Anyway, fucking losers. Merry Christmas! do you play shit around Christmas?
Do I?
Christmas! Well,
I don't have any like ones that I always go to, but I have ones that I kind of associate with Christmas. One of them is Skyrim.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I think perhaps it's just the comfortable nature of the game and the fact that there's lots of snow and ice, and it's a very happy game for me. It's my happy place.
Funnily enough,
yeah,
I associate Skyrim with winter time in Australia as well, but our winter is in July.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, I play July, you play Christmas.
Yeah, I guess I associate it. Associate it with winter and Christmas, just because they're one and the same here.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, weirdly, the Book of Unwritten Tales 2, which...
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know many people that have played it. I've told a lot of people about it just because I really loved it. It's a point-and-click adventure game, like your traditional kind of Monkey Island sort of thing, but...
Yeah,
it's just really funny. It's really difficult too, actually, but there's something really cozy about it, and I've played that twice around Christmas, I think. So yeah, that's them. Oh, and Buzz Quiz Games.
Oh, do you play that with family?
Yeah, even though like my parents now are they're like too slow on the mark. All the kids are just too fast, and they suck at the game, but they play anyway. It's great.
Oh, actually, I remember my family got SingStar at one point for Christmas.
Yeah.
So, I kind of associate badly singing Queen songs around Christmas time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think me too, honestly. Because I think SingStar we had on PS2 as well, or PS3, I can't remember. And iToy, do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't have one. I borrowed my friend's iToy.
Oh, man. I loved those when they came out. Like, the whole cleaning windows and playing guitar and, like, the basketball ones and stuff. They were so stupid, but good fun.
I was convinced that the iToy was going to make me lose weight because I was this fat kid. And I was like, if I just keep, like, swatting flies on the iToy, I'll lose weight.
Well, I didn't. I mean, it probably would make you lose a little bit, right? Not much.
It doesn't really... I mean, tones the arms a little... I don't know. Fucking... I was a fat kid for a while.
Well, it's better than sitting down, I guess. I don't know. And also, sure. Dancing Stage Fusion on PS2. Used to play that with my sister back at Christmas.
Aww, good cute. Times. Yeah. Were they, though?
They were times.
There were times. I'm just having some PTSD flashbacks to the SingStar stuff now, and then just realizing how not fun it was.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I just remember that, like, me and my sister used to have one go-to song where we would do Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And naturally, aww. I was Elton. My sister was Kiki. And we were absolutely awful. And I think everyone knew it.
But did they still clap for you and be like, "Yay, good job"?
Yes. But it was humorous, man. I think we were all of the age where we knew that we were shit.
Yeah. I don't know. In my family, there's always the one person that takes the fun out of it and tries too hard to be a good singer.
Yeah.
That was me.
Oh, that's you.
I was like, this is my moment. I'm on my stage. I'm going to show everyone how good I am. And I was fucking like singing Sher Lloyd by Sher Lloyd. I was terrible.
Oh, man. I can actually imagine that being you, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a fucked up childhood. Not really, but yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, this is my moment. And I kind of took all the fun out of the experience, and people were like, all right, we're not going to play SingStar anymore. Ruined it for everyone.
Good job, man. Good job.
I know. I do that for everything. My life is a mess.
Yeah, you're ruining this podcast.
I'm just kidding. I know. See, I'm just such a downer.
You're fired. We're going to replace you with Sher Lloyd.
All right. Bring her on. She's a special guest. Okay, I've got questions.
Cool.
Did you ever receive a game for Christmas that was a bit shit?
Well, I mentioned the Smurfs.
It sounds like you enjoyed that one.
I think it was more like disappointing that it wasn't Spyro 2 or Spyro 3 or whatever it was. Mm. But I did enjoy it, I think. But that might have just been because I kind of didn't have many other games to play. And I was like, I am going to enjoy this because it's one of my two games. And so I must enjoy it. But in actual fact, I remember it being really difficult. Or maybe I was just really bad. I don't know. So it probably wasn't very good. But other than that, I don't think I've had anything really shit.
Okay. So was that the one and only time, though, that you asked for something and they gave you something different?
Probably not. I was never one to expect much for Christmas. Like, I never really asked for much. So I generally like get what I asked for, because I didn't ask for much, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Like you weren't saying like, oh, I want a PlayStation Vita and a PlayStation 4 and Spyro 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, I guess I was a realistic child and I knew that I wouldn't have that wouldn't happen. Yeah. My parents were too stingy and they'd be like, no, you get one fucking game, that's it. Which I respect, that's great.
That was kind of like mine as well, which was, well, maybe not necessarily. It depends on how many family members I knew that were going to buy me stuff. So I would usually get one game per person because they knew that, like,
right,
that's all I really wanted. I didn't want anything else. So that would get me, like, whatever game I asked for, plus a bunch of useless shit that I didn't ask for. Like, stocking stuffer stuff that I'm like, why the fuck did you get me this? I'm very ungrateful sometimes. I feel really bad about it. But I have had times where I've gotten, like, you know when you do that thing where, like, you know you're unhappy with something and you try and cover it up and you're just like, oh, thanks.
Yes.
There was one time I just could not mask it. I'm like, why the fuck did you get me this? And I wasn't mad because they got me something I didn't want. I was mad because they wasted money on something. And I'm like, I didn't want you to get me this. You should have just saved your money because, like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, to be honest, that's like my whole problem with Christmas in general. I've just stopped doing gifts years ago. I don't get people gifts and I don't ask for gifts. I mean, I might get some people.
Same.
But like, I don't mind cheap jokey presents or something, or just like food, but just buying tat that I don't want is no good for anybody.
Yeah, it's like my mum does the thing where she'll be like, oh, well, I gotta get you something. And like, I would rather you get me nothing than get me something that I don't want that we can't take back and get a refund for. I don't know, like, I'm grateful that the thought is there that you want to get me something, but If you want to make me really happy, don't waste your money, because I'm easy to please, and most of the time I don't ask for anything anymore. I'm an adult, I can buy my own stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't ask for presents anymore for anything, and I usually don't get people presents, and they know I'm not going to get them presents.
It makes life a whole lot easier in that sense anyway.
Yeah, like, we've always sort of looked at it that the present is the visit for Christmas rather than, like, a materialistic thing, because my parents are old enough now that if I keep buying them, like, vases or paintings or something, you know, like, there's no space in the house for that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of the same where, like, don't buy me a bunch of crap, because I'm now in a one-bedroom apartment. I don't have storage to house the crap that I don't want.
Yep. Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was a bit of a brat that one Christmas, and I think I hurt their feelings, and then I apologized for it afterwards, but I just emphasized that for Christmases afterwards, please do not waste your money on things that I don't want. I would prefer that you just didn't get me anything.
Yeah. I like to think that all people kind of grow out of Christmas in that sense, but I know it's not the case, and just some people remain kind of brattish forever. That's a bit annoying.
Well, I feel very attacked by that, but yeah.
I am always personally attacking you in some way.
That's fine. I welcome it. I like the challenge. Anyway, follow-up question.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. I didn't answer my question for that.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah. Well, yeah. Did you get it? Yeah, just carry on.
Yeah. Sorry. The game that I got that I was disappointed with was Final Fantasy 15. Oh. And it wasn't that I was disappointed that I got it, because I did ask for it. I was disappointed because it was terrible.
Ah.
So, like, when I actually played it, I was like, I feel like I wasted a Christmas gift on this, you know?
Yeah.
So, that was a bugger.
Yeah. I still never played it, so maybe I'll just not ever.
Well, from what I've heard, it's been repatched enough, and there's so much additional content to it now that it's a much better game than it was before, but
yeah, plus you can actually buy, like, editions of the game that come with all the DLCs and stuff, rather than having to buy all the episode art in and whatever else there was.
Yeah. I think, though, if I were to replay it with all the additional content, I still wouldn't like it very much. Because it's too far removed from what I consider to be Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I played a demo, and I played another demo at, like, a game expo thingy, and I was never particularly into the combat. It just reminded me kind of Kingdom Hearts, and that's a game I just really don't like. So, it wasn't one I was, like, racing out to buy.
Yeah. It's very much the combat is what held me back. Held it back from me. For me? Fuck, you know what I mean.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So, the combat didn't appeal to me, and I really wasn't into any of the characters, except for Gladiolus? Gladiolus. The muscular guy.
I do know the one you mean, but I can't remember his name. GLaDOS. Yeah,
he's got like a mullet.
GLaDOS was Portal. Gladioli is a flower. Gladiolus, I don't know.
GLaDOS is the old lady from the old folks' home that used to give me free cookies.
Hello, GLaDOS.
Oh, and GLaDOS. No.
What?
That's not a name.
GLaDOS? The glitterous?
Sounds like glitterous was a singing teacher I had.
Ah, glitterous. Of course, no one could ever find her.
Fucking you. That was a good one. Oh, fuck. Make me cry. Oh, that's going in a super cut for greatest moments. I have no comeback for that. All right, moving on.
All right.
Mr. Mataki, it happened again. I know we don't really have any kid listeners, I don't think. From the demographics that we have, it looks like all of our listeners are 18 to 45, and 100% male.
So, wow. I mean, I kind of hope we don't have any kid listeners. We do often push the boundaries of what kids could listen to.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't think we have that many listeners at all, but that's okay.
That's beside the point.
That's besides the point. I know that none of them are children, so I have no problem spoiling real life for them, which is, when did you realize that Santa wasn't real, and do you have a story about it?
I honestly have absolutely no idea when really? I realized. No, there was no defining moment. I think I always had a doubt about the big fat man, to be honest.
What age range are we talking here? Like, when do you vaguely remember not knowing? Knowing that he wasn't real.
I don't have a clue. Probably somewhere between like 6 and 10. Mm-hmm. Somewhere around then. I don't remember. And there was no defining moment. I don't ever remember my parents kind of taking me aside and saying, Kieran, it's time we told you Santa's not real. I don't think it ever happened. I think I just worked it out on my own.
Wow.
And I was never traumatized by it or anything, I don't think.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about it earlier. It might have been yesterday or the day before. Oh, fucking my voice. Kids nowadays, though, what's stopping them from just Googling, is Santa real? You know?
I know. Yeah.
I would think that would be how you would find out nowadays that he's not real. You just go onto Google. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go on Google right now.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Yeah, I want to try it right now. Is Santa real? Santa Claus, also known as Father Christmas, Saint Nicholas, Saint Nick, Kris Kringle, or simply Santa, is a legendary character originating from Western Christian culture who is said to bring gifts. No, it's just this Wikipedia thing.
Yeah, below that, you've got time.com. Should you be lying to your kids about Santa?
One says, is Santa real? Why an honest answer won't kill Christmas magic? How to answer the question, is Santa real? Oh, and there's YouTube videos, which is Santa Claus real? Answer revealed.
Oh, yeah, that sounds tempting. I'll be watching that one.
Well, there's no definitive, like, one thing at the very top of Google which says Santa Claus is not
no.
real. But it's, yeah. You would obviously, like, think... Although, unless, like, your kids are religious, because they already believe in things that aren't real.
Yeah, I guess so. That's very true. I mean, Santa Claus is more believable than Jesus. Let's be real.
Look, I don't know.
More believable than a god.
The thing about, like, a flying sleigh of reindeer, kind of, like, is too big of a suspension of disbelief for me.
I don't know. I mean, if you're going to have a supernatural... Man, you might as well be able to fly reindeer into chimneys and stuff.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, if you think about it, like, if they can rationalize the existence of God and then their parents are telling them, oh my God, we're getting off into a really existential sort of discussion right now. But if their parents can tell them something is real if you believe it, maybe they would still believe Santa is real, even though they've looked up on the internet and apparently he's not real. So, who knows?
Yeah. I guess on the other point, you could say that believing in Santa Claus is pretty harmless. So, if you want to lie to your kids about it, that's fine. I don't think religion is harmless.
I suppose Santa isn't telling people to kill non-believers or anything. So,
you know, exactly. Exactly.
There's not going to be any holy war of Santa. But I do specifically remember when I realized that Santa wasn't real.
Okay. Do tell.
So, I was visiting my dad's side of the family. So, my grandparents on my dad's side. I think it was Christmas Eve. And I must have been maybe like 8 or 9. No, probably younger than that. Maybe like 7-ish. I don't know. I remember the specific year. I'm an old person. I don't remember that far back. But the thing I do remember is I really loved like... jack-o'-lanterns and pumpkin heads for some reason. And I think it might have been had something to do with one of the Goosebump books, which is like the pumpkin head creatures or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I wanted for Christmas a jack-o'-lantern pumpkin head style mask. And I remember writing a letter to Santa Claus and saying, Santa Claus, I want this, and then I like wrote this whole thing, and I drew pictures of how to make it and everything, and I'm like, this is what I want for Christmas, and if you don't get it for me, then I know you're not real. And the next, like, my dad saw it, and everybody saw it, and they knew what I was doing, and the next day, like, they didn't say anything about it. And then the next day, I didn't get my mask, and I'm like, all right, I know Santa isn't real now. And I was really salty with my family about it. I was like, you should have told me. You made me look like a fool. But yeah, I didn't get my pumpkin head, so Santa wasn't real.
It's a sad story. It's a sad story. Yeah, I do have like distinct memories of the presents under the tree on Christmas Day. Like my mum would put stickers on them, like with the to, yeah, and to and from, and some would have like to Kieran from mum and dad, and then some would have to Kieran from Santa, and it's like, ah, these are the ones from Santa, I see. And then, yeah, I must have eventually just kind of put two and two together that the stickers were the same and the handwriting was the same.
Oh no.
Yeah. So maybe that was when I knew. Who knows?
All right, that's clever. Okay, I think my parents actually disguised the handwriting to make it look different.
Ah, my parents.
And I'm pretty sure they put different stickers.
Ah, that's smart. Yeah, my parents didn't go into that sort of effort.
Did you guys leave out like food for Santa and stuff?
I think so. Yeah, definitely left out a few mince pies occasionally.
Like mince meat pies?
No. Do you not know mince pies?
Oh, this is the one with fruit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're sweet, yeah.
When you say pie in Australia, we automatically think of like mincemeat pies.
Yeah. No, I guess that's understandable.
Yeah. It's like a typical like tradesperson lunch is like a fucking meat pie and Big M, which is a chocolate milk or iced coffee.
Gotcha. Right. Yeah. That would be like pasties over here probably.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Or a sausage roll. We have sausage rolls here.
Well, I've never left a sausage roll or a mincemeat pie out for Santa. but maybe he'd like that, because I think these mince pies over here are super sweet, and they're just adding to his probable early death and diabetes.
Yeah. I think we'd leave out a carrot for the reindeer.
Uh-huh.
And we'd leave out a beer for Santa.
Nice.
And my dad would drink the beer, and then he would take a bite out of the carrot and then leave them there. And then we would wake up in the morning and be like, oh, the reindeers have had the carrot. And he would be like, yeah, look, it smells like reindeer. And they would like put it into our faces, and we would sniff the end of the bitten off carrot and be like, oh, it smells like reindeer. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
It smells like a carrot.
Yeah. Go, stupid kids.
That's quite funny.
All right. Okay. Well, let's get on to our top games of 2020.
Yeah. Might as well kind of bring it back to the more gamey topics.
Yep. I'm just happy sharing anecdotes, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's quite fun. Shall I start?
Well, how many you got? Because I couldn't get mine down to five, so I've got like 10-ish.
I've listed it as five, but I've put some honorable mentions, and I think I've got six. So,
okay. Well, how about you go? Then I do two. Then you do one. Then I do two.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, straight away, I am going to say my top game of this year was Uncharted 4.
Wow. Okay.
So I mean, I won't say anything else. You have to wait for the podcast episode about that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Go.
Have to go
for your ones.
Tune into the next episode to find out why it's his top game. Mine are not in any particular order, but since you're doing one, I'll do two. Two of my favorite games this year, one of them I've spoken about already a couple of times, was Suikoden and Tear Crease.
Oh, yeah.
And also Deadly Premonition.
Nice. Yeah.
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 I was thinking about it. I was like trying to think about the games that we played for the podcast as well as like outside of it. And I keep coming back to Deadly Premonition, even though it's not a great game, the fun factor or the enjoyment I had was enough to have it top of the list.
Yeah, I've got it as one of my honorable mentions, and I was kind of like, do I put it at my top? And I think like the fact that the gameplay was kind of shit at times really just kind of put it off. But it's out of all the games we played this year, it's been at least like the top three of kind of leaving the most, leaving a big mark on me and kind of the most memorable one.
Yeah.
I'd say.
It definitely left a impact. So hard to pass that one up despite its flaws.
Yeah.
Okay, well, go for another.
Yeah. This also isn't in any particular order anymore. Uncharted 4 was my favorite, but from here on, this is just games like I've completed and played this year. So, okay. Crash Team Racing, Nitro Fueled. That one I just destroyed in like a week after getting it. Absolutely loved it. It was just great fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So, two of my other ones... So, one of them is Dragon Ball Fusions on the 3DS, mm-hmm. which admittedly I haven't 100% finished yet. I'm right near the end, but I've enjoyed it. And if you know anything about that, it's a sort of a strategy RPG version of Dragon Ball where you have like the whole cast of characters as well as like there's like 50... No, actually, there's more than that. There's like a couple hundred unique characters as well. So, you recruit them all. And you can actually like fuse characters together to create like amalgamations of popular characters and unique ones. So, you know, in Dragon Ball Z, how like Trunks and Goten fuse into Gotenks. And Vegeta and Goku fuse into Gogeta or whatever.
I have an absolutely no idea, man. I've never watched or played Dragon Ball in my life.
All right, never mind. So anyway, the basic gist of it is like some characters in the show fuse together. But only a couple of them. So, this game like takes that idea and then applies it to a lot of the side characters that never get fusions. So, you get like really weird combinations and that kind of like quirky fan service stuff really appealed to me and I enjoyed that game quite a bit.
Nice.
So, next one as well, which was one that we've done for the show, was A Way Out. So, I really liked playing that one. It was fun.
Yeah, that's my next one too.
Ah, shit.
It was bound to happen.
Yeah.
That was great fun, though.
Good one, though. Yeah, which reminds me, I really should fucking finish that edit. Yeah. But, yeah, loved it. I thought it was great.
Okay,
well, I guess I'll do another one.
Go for it.
Okay, so next one is Soma.
Really?
Have you played Soma?
Yeah. I have, yeah.
I played that one this year and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was okay. Did you play on like normal or did you go for the story one where they get rid of all the scares?
I think I played it on normal. I died a couple of times in it, but it's one of those games where whatever the threat is, I never really felt threatened, so I didn't struggle with it and it never scared me.
Yeah.
I was more into it for the story, which I thought was really good. So these sort of like walking simulator-esque games, like, I need to be in a very specific type of mood to enjoy them, and this one came around at the exact right time. So, it hit a craving that I really needed to satisfy, and it was good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. I played that a few years ago, I think, and I kind of remember the story being quite good. It's been a while, so I don't remember all the details, but I definitely played it on the setting where the enemies can't even hurt you. So, at times when there's, like, the robots that follow you around, you can just walk straight into them. They don't do anything. It's really quite funny. But yeah, the story was interesting. But yeah, I thought that was going to be like entirely worthy of a top game spot, but that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, I played a very eclectic range of games this year. So yeah, that's near the top.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of like judging. I just went through, PSN profiles because I couldn't remember what I'd played, to be honest. So I was just looking at everything that I've played in 2020. I think
I did that too.
My next one is going to be Don't Starve Together, which I've been playing recently. Just because I've been playing online with a few friends, and it's really fun and getting quite into it. It's like super difficult, and everything is out to kill you. But it's just nice to have a game like that you can play together, I guess.
Maybe you should be like a Don't Starve Together YouTuber and make some videos about it.
I'm really quite shit. Like, just like before, I like accidentally set fire to my camp just because I didn't realize I had my torch equipped and accidentally clicked
again.
Burn. Yeah, it happened again, man.
Oh my god!
But fortunately, I Don't Starve Together, you can just like roll back the the night, so you don't instantly lose your game like you did on the single player one.
Good.
But yeah, that's my next one.
Okay. All right, my next one, or next two, is Odeshika Tainted Bloodlines on PlayStation Vita.
Yeah, man. I remember you talking to me about this one.
If anybody had been following me on Instagram around the time, like I think it was the start of 2020, I was posting a lot about that game because it's not really like a family, but it's like a Japanese fucking, I guess it is like a family. What do you even call them? A house?
I don't know.
Like a feudal Japanese style house of people, and you have like a clan. Okay. That's it. These people can't like have sex with normal people because they have some sort of curse on their clan, so they got to bang all these gods. So like breeding like the kids, well they're not kids, oh my god, that sounds fucking awful. FBI, I'm not a kid breeder. But you have to, like, breed these people with gods. So, you'd wind up getting, like, these weird sort of genetic mismatch-looking kids. They're not kids. People. And then they become, like, your warriors. And you have, like, they die after a very short amount of time. So, you've got to keep, like, training them and then breeding them and then reincarnating them and all this stuff. So, good, great stuff. Didn't finish it. Oh, my God. It's very involved, but definitely near the top. And second to that is Stellar Glow on 3DS, which is most RPG gamers, I think, have heard of it, which is like a really underappreciated strategy, tactical style RPG on the 3DS. Go and watch a YouTube video about it. It's like this guy and a bunch of witches and stuff, and very anime and very like Final Fantasy Tactics style stuff.
Nice. So yeah, I've not heard of that one.
Yeah, I love those kind of like tactics games. So that hit a spot that was satisfied. And yeah, off to you. on to your next one.
Sweet. I'm kind of like in two minds about this one because I don't know whether it was worthy of a top spot, but I finished it this year after playing it for fucking ages. That was The Witcher 3. I know that this is like a lot of people's like game of ever. All time, you know, favorite game.
Yeah.
And for me, it wasn't that great. I don't know. For some reason, I prefer the RPGs where you can actually create a different character and determine the things he says rather than having a pre-built character like Geralt who just, he says what he says. And he is how he is, you know. And also, it's just got many things about it which they didn't win me over. I think when it comes to RPGs, like this is why I love Skyrim more. That you can just kind of you have better stealth. I love the stealth in Skyrim, man. And you can just like in The Witcher 3, you can just go into people's houses and steal all their stuff, and no one cares. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
yeah.
But despite that.
Just because of that, that's why I don't like the game. No, but it's it had a cool story, and I did like Geralt, and it was kind of fun. So I think it is worthy of a top spot this year.
Okay, yeah. Admittedly, I have not played past the prologue on that game, and that's only because I know how big it is. That I'm just every time I start it, I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready.
It took me a while. It did, and also I've got the two DLCs to go through, which I've heard are really, really good. So I will get around to that eventually, but I just needed a break from it.
Yeah, fair call. Okay, so... all right. Fire Emblem Three Houses on Switch. I was tossing up between this one as well, because I did sink 200 hours into this game. But I think I burnt myself out on it, like, really badly towards the end, to the point where I went from loving the game to kind of hating it at the very end. And it became sort of like I have to finish this as a matter of principle rather than out of enjoyment. But the first three playthroughs of that game, I really liked. The fourth playthrough, I was getting pretty tired. fucking voice breaking. but anyway, I really did like it. And the amount of time that I spent on it is a testament to how good it is. So 200 hours, it's got to be, it's worth a mention, man. So yep. Fire Emblem, Three Houses on Switch.
Any game that you can play for that long, you know, you're bound to burn yourself out, but it's obviously got something working for it.
Yeah. I just love, like, min-maxing characters in strategy RPGs like that. So, like, getting them as strong as you possibly can. Anyway, so to follow on from that, the other one, which I absolutely adored and is probably, like, almost my favorite of the year, was Xenoblade Chronicles Remastered for the Switch.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, so I finished that one on the Wii way back in the day, and revisiting it on Switch with fancier graphics was lovely and very nostalgic, and loved every minute of it. So there's that one.
Nice.
On to you.
Cool. I think that is all my like top five, but I can I can whip through the honorable mentions.
Okay, let's go. I've got two more to go and then I'm done.
Okay, I'll just quickly go through these. So Deadly Premonition's on there, as said.
Yep.
Shadow of the Colossus, because I really did like that one for some reason. The more I think back to it, it's like, yeah, this was really good.
Yeah.
Singularity, I think. I really enjoyed that one.
Oh, yeah.
Jurassic World Evolution, although I kind of did most of this in 2019. I did go back to it and finished it off this year. And mm-hmm. It was just so good. I was waiting for a long time for like a Jurassic Park Operation Genesis sequel. And this was basically, well, the first thing that came out. So really enjoyed going back to that one. On a bit of a diversion, Nippon Marathon, just because it's the most ridiculous game I've played in a good long time. I'm sure it's offensive to some people. Look it up, man. And
okay.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Nippon as in Japan?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like running marathons through Japan. I don't even understand. It's very weird. But it's fun. It's an excellent party game. It's multiplayer, and it's...
That looks cool.
It's a barrel of laughs, man. It's a barrel of laughs. That would be a top-tier Christmas game for all of, like, 20 minutes until you get a bit bored of the humor. And then you move on to another party game. I'll say Final Fantasy VIII is on there, the remastered one, just because I love that game. And that is my honorable mentions.
Okay, so I've got two more games, which are, I guess they're honorable mentions. There's Pokemon Sword, which I just finished recently. I'm up to the post-game stuff, which is apparently very involved for this game. But it was nice to just kind of like casually play through another Pokemon game. I think enough has changed in it that it's somewhat fresh. But having said that, man, that game needs to innovate and really innovate fucking hard for the next few like entries. Otherwise, people are just going to fall off completely and just never come back to them.
Yeah.
And the Trials of Mana remake, which I also finished one playthrough of recently and maybe doing a bonus episode on later, but not too sure yet. That was a lot of fun. I'm going to play through that again with the other three characters. And those are my top games of 2020.
Sweet. Yeah, Trials of Mana looks fun.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's super easy, though.
Oh.
Even on hard mode.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think it's designed to be played over and over again. So once you finish the game, there's a new game plus, and then there's like an insanity difficulty, which is like a real challenge, and it expects you to have as good of gear as you possibly can and be at as high of a level as you possibly can.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I dipped my toe into that and I was like, ooh, okay, this is a bit of a challenge. So yeah, I'm looking forward to trying that probably later next year.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that's what I've got. Anything else?
I mean, actually, I'll just mention Final Fantasy 13 too. I played and beat that this year, and although I didn't particularly like it, I would say it's a lot better than 13. So it's got that going for it.
Okay, so you didn't hate your experience, but you wouldn't
I mean,
say
I stuck
like
through it.
Tier.
I stuck through it, and I got the platinum. So
okay,
yeah, I was committed. It was a bit nonsense, good. But, you know, there were good things about it.
Well, congratulations. I'm pretty sure I have the platinum for that as well.
It's quite
on
easy.
Xbox 360. Yeah. The other two games in the trilogy are much harder to platinum.
Yeah. The first one is ridiculous. Not ever going to even try. But yeah, that's probably all my games listed. Shall we just have a little mention of the worst game we played this year?
Okay. I need to have a think, but yeah, what's yours?
I mean, I can go straight away and say it was Never Dead.
Oh, really? I didn't hate that much.
I think it was Never Dead for me. That game was trash, man. It was actually, maybe it was Never Dead or maybe it was Dead Space 3. I don't know. I think probably Never Dead, just because it was annoying as fuck.
So if we're just talking about the ones that we played for the podcast.
Well, not necessarily. Just in general.
Well, I didn't finish any games that I hated. You know?
True.
I didn't really attempt to play any games that didn't interest me. So, worst game that I played would probably be, you know what? Despite me defending it, I'm going to say Knack.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah. I think I got too frustrated with that to enjoy it, even though I really tried very hard to enjoy it and I defended it in the episode. Now that I think about it, I could have lived without playing that game.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a time filler, which was really bad. I played the original Killzone for a bit this year, and that was pretty damn boring, and I did not finish that. So that's on the list of worst games.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fair enough. I do have one more story, but I'm tossing up whether or not I tell it now or I save it for the Final Fantasy VIII episode, because it revolves around Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh, save it for that one.
Okay. I think it's time to wrap it up. If you guys want to listen to the Final Fantasy VIII story, you'll need to tune into that episode. So I guess, spoiler alert, the game that we're taking on after Uncharted 4, which is our next episode, will be Final Fantasy VIII, specifically the remastered. So stay tuned for that and remind me to tell you that story.
I will try to. I'm sure it will come up naturally.
Yeah, I'll write a note somewhere to make sure that I bring it up, but it's pretty funny. Well, I mean, I think it's funny, but it's probably going to be one of those things that I tell the story and you guys are just like, oh, that's it.
Well, I'll do a fake laugh just to make you feel better.
All right, good. Or I'll take the soundbite of you laughing from one of the previous episodes and then splice it in.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, well, that's our very first episode. No sponsors for the bonus. Thank you for subscribing. And stay tuned for the next episode, which will be Uncharted 4.
Yeah, and have socials. A very, very merry, 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 merry Christmas, of course.
Yeah, very, very merry, merry Christmas. Happy New Year. A merry Christmas. Also, socials, Twitter at Bad Backlog, Instagram at Good Bad Backlog, YouTube, The Good, The Bad, The Backlog. And you can find our merch on Spreadshirt at spreadshirt.com/goodbadbacklog. Oh, yeah. And Twitch, Good Bad Backlog.
And if you get any good pickups over Christmas, you should tag us and we can be jealous.
Yeah. Rub it in our faces.
Yeah.
Like the whores that we are.
Yeah.
All right. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Wait. Bye-zy-bye.
Goodbye.